DeAndre Swift just set career highs in rushing yards and touchdowns, finished as a top 17 back, and he's the 22nd running back off the board. The market is pricing the reputation boom bust, never a true workhorse, and missing the season he actually had. The must 2026 preview on a quiet value. The 2025 line was the best of his career on the ground, 223 carries for a career high 1,087 yards and a career high 9 rushing touchdowns, plus 34 catches, 14.3 a game, RB 17 per game in Ben Johnson's first year in Chicago. The signature was a week 6 win over Washington, 108 rushing yards, 67 receiving, the dual threat day that's his ceiling. And it wasn't empty volume, he ran for 128 yards over expected, 20th of 49 qualified backs, above the line, not below it. The arc is a surprise. Swift's reputation says boom bust committee back, but his points per game has been remarkably stable. 14-6, 16-1, 13-7, 12-5, 12-6, and now 14-3, his best mark since 2021. He's a career year 6 back who just posted his most productive rushing season, not a player in decline. What repeats and what doesn't? The touchdown share is the good news here. At 26%, it sits below our running back fade line. So the 9 scores aren't a regression trap waiting to spring. There's no luck to give back. The carries in the receiving role are the sticky parts, and he held both. The one caveat, the patterns flag, is age. He's entering year 6, the band where our running back aging rule starts to bite, docking that group a little over a point a game. It's the weakest pattern we have, but it's the honest asterisk. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, is a tailwind. Head coach Ben Johnson has called Swift a vital part of what we do and suggested an even bigger role in the passing game, and Swift is coming off a career year in that scheme. The watch is the backfield behind him. Rookie Kyle Monange emerged as a compliment, and the Bears are quietly eyeing the incoming class, so a committee could trim the ceiling, but the lead role in this offense is his. The price, pick 51.5, the 22nd back. Verdict, lean, underpriced. He finished RB17 on real efficiency with a clean touchdown rate, and he's priced RB22 a tier below his own production because the market trusts the reputation over the tape. The counter fairly, he's a year 6 back in a committee that could grow, and his career best came in a brand new scheme that may regress some. But proven volume plus efficiency plus a coach who wants him more at RB22 is value. September watch, the passing game usage, if Ben Johnson follows through and the catches climb, the floor rises, and the carry split with Monagai, the one thing that caps him. Your guys every week, next preview's cued.